You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was just writing a little piece about how I had all these great intentions this weekend to get so much work done. Mostly writing and stuff like that. I was like, okay, I got 3 days. I'm going to take care of all of it. And you know how many words I wrote this weekend?
Tell me now.
Zero.
Oh. You got distracted.
I got distracted. I was just writing something about this. I got distracted by a book. And I found myself instead taking every spare moment I had this weekend and plopping down and just reading. It was a 1,000-page novel. So it was huge. Mm. And I finished it yesterday afternoon. And I realized, man, I had all these great intentions that I was going to get so much done this weekend. And instead, I just unplugged my head and read.
Was it good?
And it was good. It was page.
Was it worth your time if it was that long?
Yeah, every once in a while I like to do that. I like to find those epic giant novels and just get absorbed in them. The only other thing I did was I went out and did some more. I'm back into trail running now, and I'm loving that. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I'm finally, my body is not fighting back too much.
Yeah. No falling down this time.
No more falling down. I got a few snarky comments from my wife about that. I was like, listen, it's not like I'm a klutz. There are tree roots that you don't see.
That's right.
So just, it's a trail run. It's not like running around the track, people. It's not like running down the sidewalk.
Right.
It's a little bit different. So I did that, but a lot of reading this weekend. And part of me feels really guilty because I'm like, God, I've got to get this stuff done. But maybe every once in a while you just need to check out.
Yeah, and decompress a little.
That's how I'm going to spin it in my own head. I just needed to check out. And that was by far the highlight of my weekend.
Nice, man.
So you went up to the hills.
Gosh, busy, busy weekend. Yeah, we zipped up to Silverthorn, Dillon/Frisco area for the weekend and just had a great time. My grandma has a condo up there that they purchased back in the early 70s, I want to say. And to call it a condo is not really to do it justice. This place is so cool. It's the old, big timbers on the ceiling, you know, and the giant bolts. And there's a loft in it with a ladder that you go up in and the wood ceiling and everything. It's just the coolest place. And I love going up there. I've been going up there since I was a kid. There's a wall in the condo with everyone's heights on it throughout the years since, like, the 70s. I'll have to shoot you some pictures of where everybody has grown.
That's
and it's
fine.
Really cool. And I got the kids on there. I was able to measure them and put them on there. So,
you know, if your grandparents bought it in the early 70s, what'd they pay, like $2,300?
Exactly. It's one of those things where they probably paid, you know, 30 grand for it or something. And now it's worth like 500. It's insane how much it's gone up in value. But anyway, so that was kind of fun. And yeah, farted around Lake Dillon, grabbed some food in Frisco.
I love that area.
Gosh, me too, man.
It's beautiful.
I just love it. But it has gotten so busy up there. It's just exploding up there. So we did that. It was Nick Nack's birthday this weekend. So my parents stopped by on Sunday night and had some cake with us and did a couple gift type things. And then yesterday, Nicole scooped up the kiddos, and we have a friend who has rescue horses. And they went down to Roxboro and kind of messed around with the horses down there and the donkeys and the pigs and the chickens and things like that. And then she came home and said, you're never going to believe the type of therapy animal they have out there. And I was like, what? She's like, they have a therapy cow out there.
Okay.
For people to come and I guess just brighten your mood, lift your spirits.
Is it calming?
It looked very calming. This cow was so subdued. It was just laying there on the ground. It was one of these cows that they used for breeding, like, over and over, and then they rescued it, you know. So this cow's laying there, and she's just so calm, and the kids were petting her, and they were so happy. And I just never heard of a therapy cow before. Isn't that funny? Like, trying to bring that onto a plane?
I have never heard of cow. So many different animals being, quote, rescued. It's like every pet and animal these days is labeled rescued.
Yeah,
now you said rescued cow, rescued horse.
Rescued horses. People neglect these animals, you know. So people come in and scoop them up and you can, I guess, adopt them and then raise them as your own. This is my cow.
I'm not familiar with the therapy cow, but therapy with horses is a big thing, and it has been for several years.
Yeah.
They take there's a lot of kids who have maybe emotional disorders and problems, and they take them to these places where the kids get on horseback, and they ride them around, and they get to help take care of them. And they say it works wonders with young people. And I just salute all the people who run those programs.
No joke, man.
Getting city kids up onto horses and helping them work through some of their issues and problems.
Mm-hmm.
At first, you know, you could be very, cynical about that, whatever. But I've seen it done, and it makes an interesting difference.
A world of difference. I know.
Because I have a friend of mine who, she had horses and a big, property with it, and that's what she turned her property into, and it really became very popular.
Yeah,
so
very cool.
Good for those people.
So yeah, so that was our weekend, man. Cows and beer. Beer and cows and birthdays. That's it.
Now you got to get your snow shovel back.
I know, it sucks.